When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, quoting Christ, "It is finished," end quote. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion which stood over against him saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, "Truly this man was the Son of God." John 19 verse 30, Mark 15 verse 37 through 39. The Jewish temple held a veil at the entrance of the holy place with a second veil separating the Holy of Holies, where the high priest by himself went once a year to atone for the sins of the nation. Christ's death put an end of all atonement by shedding his blood on the cross at Calvary for the atonement of all who will call on him and believe that he is the true Messiah sent by God. Christ, in claiming the truth of existing as the one true Messiah, broke the religious mindset. Christ himself became our new high priest at his resurrection. The high priest Caiaphas showed this action in Christ by his performance in tearing the priestly garment that has been worn since the time of Aaron. And he that is the high priest among his brethren, upon whose head the anointed oil was poured, and that is consecrated to put on the garment, shall not uncover his head nor rend his clothes. But Jesus held his peace, and the high priest answered and said unto him, "I adjure thee by the living God, that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said unto them, "Thou hast said, nevertheless I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven." End quote. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, "He has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy."